候，各位弟兄姐妹。
The bottom line of the hymn we just sang is, "Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way."
那刚才我们在唱的那首诗歌，它所强调的就是，随你调度，主，随你调度。
If we let this first line sink deep in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind, then all is well with us today and in the days and years to come.
那如果我们能够让刚才我们所唱的在我们的心里，在我们的思想，在我们的意志当中来成为那个主旋律的话，那在将来的日子，主都能在我们当中来任意调度。
If we are not yielding to the work of the Lord or working of the Lord in our lives, our case will be hopeless.
那如果我们在我们的生活的里面不能够来顺从主的话，我们自己的一生都是没有盼望的。
As the hymn was telling us, we must cooperate with the Lord, with the Spirit of God, as we continue praying.
那这首诗歌也告诉我们，当我们继续来祷告的时候，我们要学会与主同工。
I believe prayer is the only way with which or in which we can cast ourselves before the Lord and acknowledge His headship, His lordship, His kingship in our life, in our families, and even in our fellowship.
我相信只有在祷告的里面，我们才能够把自己完全的来交给主，认他是我们的主，是我们的神，不仅在我们个人的生活里面，也在我们的家庭，以及在我们此刻的聚会当中。
Before we go further, let us, we may have one more word of prayer.
那在我们继续交通以前，让我们再有一点的祷告。
Let us look to the Lord in prayer.
让我们在祷告当中来仰望我们的神。
Our gracious Lord, we give thee thanks and praise for this awesome opportunity you have granted to each and every one of us to be in your presence.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你给我们这样何等美好的机会，让我们每一个人都能够来到你的同在的当中。
Knowing that in your presence is fullness of joy.
我们知道在你的同在里有那满足的喜乐。
Joy unspeakable and full of your glory.
这喜乐是难以言喻的，但却充满你所给的荣耀。
The joy which is also this day, this morning, our strength.
这喜乐在今日，在此刻要成为我们的力量。
Confessing, acknowledging, Lord, that we are needy people, we pray thee that thou may meet us where we are.
主，我们承认我们是那邻里贫穷的。主，愿你在我们每一人所需的地方能够来遇见我们。
And then take us where you want us to be.
也带我们去到你所要去的地方。
We commit ourselves and this precious time you have granted unto us into your hands. With much thanksgiving, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们要把下边的时间都交在您的手中。我们感谢你给我们这样的机会，奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. As we have returned back from our trip to many nations this time, would like to take the opportunity to thank you all, one and all, for keeping us in your steadfast prayers.
那当这一次我和我的家人在经历过很多的国家回到休斯顿之后，愿意感谢各位弟兄姐妹能够在祷告当中一直的来纪念和扶持我们。
I may not be able to come up to all your expectation this morning.
那早上也许我达不到各位弟兄姐妹的那样高的一个期望。
Because this morning, Lord has laid upon my heart a different burden.Which we have shared with many, many believers groups.
因为早上神所放在我的心中的一个负担，是我已经给很多的小组已经分享过的。
And to save the time, I have only two video clips to show you.
那为了节省时间，我早上只预备了两段的这个视频。
Would like request sister to play that.
那请姐妹们，姐妹能够帮我们来放一下。
Oh, no, the number one, please.
先放第一段。
Clip number one, please.
请先放第一段，先第二段。 Number two.
Anyway.
I think it's.
This is, by the way, Sydney, Australia.
这是在澳大利亚的悉尼。悉尼。
This weather is appealing me, talking to me loud and clear that there is one who has created this beautiful planet Earth. And what a privilege to be found in Sydney this afternoon. I'm from USA, but Sydney has something special here.A group of people who trust and believe in Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior. There is no one like Lord Jesus. There is no one who loves like Lord Jesus. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever may believe in Him should not perish.But have everlasting life.
That's it. Thank you. You can stop that. Yeah. Thank you for playing that. And so, this is what we continuously, constantly did in different countries. This time we visited many countries.
那这一次我们拜访了很多的国家，在每一个国家，我们都像刚才视频里所播放的那样来传福音。
Gospel preaching was number one priority. As since 3 years, we are going out to reach out to the perishing souls.
那在过去的几年，我们常常去拜访各种各个沦落的灵魂。那我们总是把传福音摆在第一位。
But the most important thing about This year's trip is found in Psalm 78, verse 72.
那我们今年出行的时候，我们心中最大的负担在诗篇七十八篇七十二节。
78, verse 72 tells that with the skillfulness of His hands, He led us.
在诗篇七十八篇七十二节那里讲到，神用手中的巧妙引导他们。
So.He led us with the impulse of His Holy Spirit.
所以他是用圣灵来引导我们。
And another psalm, which is Psalm 32, verse 8 tells,
那在另外一篇诗篇32篇第八节那里讲到，
I will guide you with mine eye.
我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。
And so Lord wondrously, constantly led us from place to place.
所以神奇妙地引导我们从一处到另外一处。
Almost 99% people we met in these different places, we never heard their names or never knew them before.
那我们此行遇到了99%的人，我们以前都没有听到过他们的名字，也没有见过他们。
And thus we could see that indeed the Lord is with us.
所以我们实在是看出神一路与我们同行。
Many, many testimonies are there, and yet I would just stop here from giving the report because Lord has something of more value and importance to share with us.
那我想我对我此行的这段报告就到此结束截止，因为神有更重要的事情要让我来说。
One thing we have learned in this trip, which was 6 months long,
那我们在这一段六个月的旅行当中学到了一件事情。
The joy of to spend and being spent is so great.
就是我们能够与弟兄姐妹在一起这样的时间是何等的喜乐，何等的美好。
Whenever we are as believers in Lord Jesus, ready to spend,And to be spent, I think heaven will come down on this earth.
若我们愿意把时间花在主的身上，主也愿意来用我们的时候，我相信天就因此能够降下。
So once again, would like to thank on my wife's behalf also for keeping us in your prayers.
所以我愿意代我和我的姐妹再一次感谢弟兄姐妹在祷告当中纪念我们。
Now would you please turn with me to one scripture portion, and that is going to be the key scripture portion for us this afternoon, this morning.
请弟兄姐妹能够与我们来看一处的圣经，这一节圣经将是我们早上时间的中心。
Philippians chapter 1 and we'll read verse 6.
腓立比书第一章，我们要来读第六节。
Epistle of Paul to Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
腓立比书第一章第六节。
And there we read, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
We have sung this song many, many times in our lifetime, born of the Spirit with life from above into God's family divine.
那我们在曾唱过很多遍圣徒同心爱里相系。
The song starts like this, Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day.
那这个诗歌开始的时候是多么美好美好的一天。
And so there came a day in my life, the Lord started the work.
有一天神在我的心里开始了那个善工。
And that was on 21st of June, 1989, in Brooklyn, New York.
那就是在1989年6月21号在纽约布鲁克林神在我里面开始的。
He started that work.
他开始了这善工。
But that work which he started on that particular day in my life was based on his finished work on the cross of Calvary.
但神在我身上开始的工作却是他在加略山上所成就的工作，以那个为根基的。
We all know that there came a time in our life where he started the work, good work rather, in our lives.
我们都知道神在一个时刻在你我的人生当中开始了他的善工。
But it's so vital, so important, so basic that we must remember the good work which he has started. He started on the basis of his finished work when he said it is finished.
但我们也当纪念，就是神在你我里边所开始的善工是基于一个根基，这个根基就是他在十字架上说成了的时候。
We must always keep in our heart and mind andTell others also that I don't have to do any extra thing because he has done it all.
那我们也当在心中常常的思念，就是我们不需要在此以上再多做什么，因为神成就了万事。
He has prepared the way before us. We have to just walk in it.
他在我们面前预备的道路，我们只需要在上面走就可以。
From the very beginning of the times,He has planned out step by step our life, and we are just living this life after getting saved for His pleasure, for His delight, and for His glory.
从创世之初，他就为我们预备好了道路。当我们得救之后，我们就可以走在这条道路上，为着他的荣耀，为着他的喜乐。
And who is writing these words?
那是谁写了这些文字呢？
As I mentioned, the greatest apostle, even Apostle Paul, is writing in his epistle to Philippians.
那就是我们刚才讲到的那个最伟大的传福音的弟兄保罗，他在写给腓立比的弟兄姐妹的时候。
Being confident of this one thing or this very thing.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的。
I can...be confident about this thing or that thing, and the doctors or the nurses or engineers, they may be confident of certain things as they have studied and as they have practiced time to time in the lifetime.
那有的时候我心中会有这样一种确信的感觉，或者是一个护士或者一个医生，他们经过很多次的这种操练之后，他们也许会对自己的能力有一种确信。
And this is very true that our confidence is based on our past experiences and the knowledge.
我们的信心确实也依赖于我们在过往的知识和经验。
And yet it is possible because the time is changing, the technology is changing.The requirements and other things are constantly on the move and changing.
但同时我们发现不管是科技技术还是各种各样的规范和要求也都在不断的改变。
If we just utterly rely upon our past knowledge, understanding, and experiences, we may fail in our confidence, or our confidence may fail us.
那如果我们是只依赖于自己过往的经验和知识的话，或者是我们的信心，或者我们自己，总会有失败的时候。
And now, as we all will agree that we are living in the end times, where our Lord's return is so imminent and very near.
那我们现在，我想大家都相信，我们是活在这个末世，神的主的再来就在脚前，就很快临近了。
We have ushered into this era where we cannot rely upon.Absolutely on our based on our past experiences.
我相信我们都确定我们不能够只依赖于我们过往的经验而活。
Lord is telling, "Behold, I make all things new."
神告诉我们，凡事都要成为新的。
It is His desire that we may live with the newness of life.
所以他盼我们里边活出那个新鲜。
And that is why even the psalmist is telling us, sing unto him a new song.
所以诗人也告诉我们要向他唱新歌。
Even our worship, our adoration, and our praises must be brand new based upon our day-to-day experiences with our Lord and our Savior.
所以我们的唱诗我们的敬拜也都应该是新鲜的在我们每一天的生活的里边它都应该能够更新
And we are advised this morning by the Spirit of God that we should not rely upon anything but on our Lord and Savior Lord Jesus Christ
所以早上圣灵也再来借着弟兄姐妹的祷告提醒我们我们应当单单的来依靠我们的主耶稣基督
And so Paul isputting all his trust, his confidence in the one who has started the new work in each and every one of us by laying down his life on the cross of Calvary.
所以保罗在这里他是把他所有的盼望都单单的依托在那一位在十字架上把自己所有都摆上的耶稣基督的身上。
I don't want to tell that Peter isof less importance in the Lord's word. But if Peter might have written this, people might have doubted a little bit.
我并不是想说保罗他所做的事情不重要但如果他换另外一种方式来写的话也许我们心中就会起疑。
But Paul, out of all his experiences, and especially one experience, one encounter he had with the Lord Jesus, based on thatHe's writing this.
然而保罗在写这段话的时候他所记忆的就是他曾经与主那一次的相遇的经历。
Saul of Tarsus, as he was going closer, coming closer to Damascus, a bright light shined upon him.
当大树的扫罗正要去到大马士革的时候有一个大光从天降下。
And that light was so bright, brighter than the noonday sun, that he was smitten by that light.
这光是何等的强甚至强过正午的光把保罗就完全打倒在地。
And he fell on the ground, remained blind, and lost his appetite.
他就伏倒在地失明并且三日不吃不喝。
That was his first encounter with the risen Savior, even our Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是保罗第一次与我们那从死里复活主的相遇。
And he heard that powerful voice talking to him.Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the pricks.
那他也听到有那大能的声音从天上说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？你以脚踢刺是难的。
And Saul of Tarsus saw Lord Jesus as the greatest evangelist of all times.
那扫罗就能够来回应神，并且成为在历史上最伟大的一个传福音的人。
His life never remained the same.
他的生命从此之后就再不相同。
And Lord end up choosing him as his vessel.
那神也拣选他为可用的器皿。
So here we see no ordinary person, but Paul himself is writing this.
所以我们在这里看到的不是别人，正是保罗他自己如此的写。
I am confident about this, he's telling.
他说我是深信这件事
that the good work which he has started he is going to continue and then he is going to complete it
他说在你们心里起了的善功必要被成全。
No one can stop him working in our lives.
没有一个人能够阻止神在我们生命当中的工作。
Sometimes we may not feel like he's working.
有的时候我们也许会怀疑神真的在工作吗？
But he never stopped working.
然而神从没有停止做工。
He's so mindful of us.
他是何等的顾念你我。
As we all were worshiping, I came to that conclusion, we as God's people, individually, we know a lot about our Lord Jesus and who he is.
当我们刚才在饼杯前祷告敬拜的时候，我实在是觉着每一个弟兄姐妹，我们个人对神都有很多的认识。
And I thought there is absolutely no need of such an encouragement or admonition as I had in my heart to give it.
我甚至觉着我心中所预备的这些鼓励的话都没有必要再讲出来。
Because in all circumstances, situations, we have tested him and we have found him faithful. And now we tell, yes, he is faithful.
因为我们已经在各样的环境当中经历并见证了神是信实的，并且在祷告里面我们也这样来说。
In the measure in which we tested him, we all, taking our turn, testified that he is good.
就是刚才每一个弟兄姐妹都轮流的祷告来见证说神是何等的美善。
And so this sharing is just as a reminder once again, and I need that reminder also.
所以我下面的分享只不过是对大家的一个提醒，我自己也需要这样的提醒。
That he who has started a good work, he is able and more than able to continue in our life and finish it for his glory, pleasure and delight.
就是那在我们心里动了善功的，他要为着自己的荣耀来在我们生命当中成就这功。
Now we know who is this one who has started this work.
那我们现在知道谁是这一位来起了那善功的。
God who is love. God is love.
就是那一位爱的神。
We end up singing a lot of songs and we worship the Lord and thanked him for his steadfast love towards us.
我们刚才唱了很多的诗歌，我们也感谢他向着我们那永远不变的爱。
And yet, Satan is there, the world is there, and ourself is there to fight against all the plans and the purposes he has for our lives.
然而我们也同样知道撒旦、世界甚至我们自己都在那里要向着神对我们所起的心意来在这里征战。
When the fiery darts will come upon us and when the temptations will come before us,
当诱惑、当疑虑如火一样在我们心中燎起来的时候，
and we will feel weak and without any strength to stand against or take our ground, and after doing everything, we can stand.
好像我们就觉着我们没有办法能够来面对那些挑战来站立。
And so, about love, we know a lot.
我们知道很多关于爱的。
But today, I want to draw your attention to one more aspect of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天我愿吸引大家能够再来思想关于主耶稣的一个方面。
Our Lord Jesus is the only wise God.
就是我们的神是那独一全智的神。
Would you please turn with me to Romans?
请大家与我一同翻到罗马书。
Romans chapter 16 verse 27.
罗马书16章27节。
Paul's epistle to Romans.
保罗。
Chapter 16.Verse 27. 16
章27节。
Let us read it together, please.
让我们一同来读。愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿们。
And so, here we see he is only wise God.
那在这里我们看到他是独一全智的神。
This is the time to admit,I am a fool.
那这时候我们要承认实在我是愚拙的。
To some of us, it is very difficult to admit or confess I am a fool.
也许对有一些弟兄姐妹要承认自己是愚拙的并不容易。
But as we were singing, Christ in us.
但我们刚才唱到主基督在里我们里。
The source of all wisdom who dwells in us.
那全智的神住在你我的里边。
The rich promise the Lord has given, if any one of you lack wisdom, ask of him that he will give you without finding fault.
如果我们来求的话, 神定会把那智慧来赐给我们。
So our Lord is all wise God.
我们的神是独一全智的神。
Turn with me to one more scripture portion found in 1 Timothy.
请大家与我再来看提摩太前书。
Paul's first epistle to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 17, please.
提摩太前书第一章第十七节。
There also we read the only wise God. 1 Timothy 1:17.
在那里我们要再一次看到提到独一的神,全智的神。
Yes, brother.
Now, 但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏,不能看见永世的君王,独一的神,直到永永远远。Amen.
And lastly, let us turn to Jude chapter 1. There's only one chapter though. Verse 25. Jude 25.
那我们下面要来看犹大书第25节。
And that also we read only wise God.
那在那里弟兄的版本也同样讲到是那就是全智的神。
And so, as we are talking about or meditating upon the Lord Jesus as the all-wise God or only wise God,
所以刚才我们读到的几处的经节都让我们能够来思想神是那独一全智的神。
The first thing comes on the surface that he's such a wise God, he knows the end of the matter or anything from the very beginning.
所以刚才我们提到他是全智的神, 就让我们想到他是一位知道事情的开始和一切事物终了的神。
And because he knows the end from the beginning, we should feel secure, safe and sound in his loving embrace.
所以因为他从开始到末了每一件事都知道我们应当在他爱的怀抱当中感到那个平安。
The way in which he will work in us or continue his work in us may differ from person to person.
因为我们个人的不同神在我们里面的工作也许会不同。
When I was a new believer, I felt sorry when I stumbled and fall short of the glory of God.
那当我作为一个初信徒的时候，每当我来亏缺神的荣耀的时候，我心中总是有愧疚。
And I was always so much afraid of our Lord Jesus' spanking or correction or the Chinese word tapiku.
我那时也非常害怕神来纠正我，就是我们说打屁股。
And so I will say, Lord, you know how to change me inside out. I don't need spanking from you.
所以我就向神祷告说，神啊，你知道该怎么样从里到外来改变我，我不想要来被你打屁股。
I think as a new believer, I never came across the scripture portion which is in Revelation.
那是作为这个初信徒，我并没有读到在启示录那里的一些话。
Revelation tells, to whom I loveth, I rebuke and chasten, be therefore zealous and repent.
那启示录那里讲到说，我所爱的，我必要来责备他。
And so I started pleading before the Lord, Lord, please don't punish me. You can change me by your grace.
所以我就才向主祷告说，主啊，求你不要惩罚我，你可以以你的恩典来改变我。
So because the Lord is our maker, creator, Lord and Savior,
因为神是那一位创造了我们的，也是我们的救主。
He knows our ways and he knows our frame.
他也知道我们的形象，也知道我们一生的道路。
He always knows that we are forgetful people and we are rebellious people.
他知道我们是健忘的，我们也是那悖逆的。
And so, he knows how to touch us somewhere and change us.
所以他知道摸我们的哪里才能够改变我们。
Sometimes changes permanently for our lifetime.
有的时候这个改变是一生之久。
You know, it comes in my mind the encounter of Jacob with the Lord at Peniel.
那我就想到 雅各那一次在伯尼尔遇到了神。
And when the Lord touched him, he just transformed him.
神摸了他的大腿，我就改变了他的一生。
And that is absolutely need for each and every one of us as believers of in Christ Jesus, that there must come a time in our life where we may have one-to-one encounter with the Lord.
这对你我这些跟随主的人来说，在我们的人生当中都是必须的。我们总要有这样的经历来一对一与主相对。
There must come a time in our life that we may feel ourselves left alone to be with the Lord.
也我相信在我们的经历当中总会有这样的一段时间，让我们觉着我们被留在那里与主一对一的相对。
Unless we are on the other side of the desert like Moses, we will remain the same for our entire life.
若我们不像摩西一样在那旷野的沙漠当中遇到神的话，我们一生都会是一样的。
John the Beloved outlived everyone, all his contemporaries and all other apostles.
那与主当时约翰被主所爱的约翰，他活到了最久，胜过与他同代的这些
门徒。But he was left alone with the Lord on that island called Patmos.
然而在拔摩的海岛上，他却在那里与主相会。
Unless we are left alone with the Lord, the Lord cannot deepen His work in us.
若我们不能够有那与主单独相遇的机会，神没有办法在我们里面更深他的工作。
Paul spent some years in the desert.
同样，保罗也在沙漠，在旷野经过了几年的时间。
He said, "I was not even careful about going." To go in Jerusalem and meet all those pillars of the church.
他说我那时并没有要去在耶路撒冷与教会的柱石相遇。
We must have this utmost priority and longing in our heart to be found left alone with the Lord.
我们心中应该有这样的一个盼望，就是能够与主单独相会。
Outrunning someone is easy.
跑得比别人快并不难。
Why I'm telling this?
为什么我这样说呢？
Peter and John, the beloved, ran together to go to the sepulchre.
因为彼得和保罗那时要跑到主的那个坟墓前。
And obviously, Peter was rugged man, strong man, and he could have outrun the beloved, John the beloved.
那彼得他是又强壮又有力的，他本来可以跑得比约翰还快。
But,This speaks loud and clear to us, challenging us that not our experiences and our knowledge about the Lord or Bible knowledge, nothing can help us outrun anyone else.
然而我想这段经历应该提醒我们，就是我们关于圣经的知识，我们个人的力量，过往的经历，没有一件能够让我们跑得比别人更快。
But the love about which we were singing and talking about, the love of the Lord in us,can outrun anyone and everyone.
就是我们刚才所唱到，我们口里所讲到的，神的这个爱能够让我们跑得比别人更快。
It was only because John the Beloved loved the Lord, but more so, he knew that the Lord loved him, he could outrun even Peter.
那正是因为约翰知道神爱他，他也爱神，所以他跑得比彼得还快。
Love.For the Lord and love for each other is the bottom line to run the race and finish the race.
那我们爱神，彼此相爱，这是我们能够来奔跑在跟随主的这条道路上的那个根基。
But today, as we are pondering over this, the love of the Lord and more so the wisdom of the Lord,
所以今天当我们来思想神的爱、神的智慧的时候。
He has undertaken everything in minute detail in our life according to His foreknowledge and His wisdom He has towards each and every one of us.
他照着我们个人的智慧为我们每一个人谱写我们人生的篇章。
His wisdom no one can defeat.
他的智慧是无人可及的。
And that is why He has called us in His kingdom as we are foolish people.
这就是为什么在他的国里他称我们为愚民。
If anyone will feel that I am wise, then there is no hope for that person.
如果有人说我是有智慧的，那这个人的里面是没有盼望的。
We must know and confess with our mouth that he is the only wise God.
我们应当在口里承认唯有他是那独一全智的神。
Many a times and most of the times even the believersAfter walking with the Lord for a long time, they have become easy prey and they have given into this that devil is a mastermind.
那有的时候，特别是信徒，当我们跟随了神一段时间之后，有的时候我们反而在这一点上会沦为仇敌的那个猎物。
But Satan is no match before our all-wise God.
然而，撒旦在我们全知的神的面前是不可是完全不值一提的。
Satan is our enemy, and then the world is our enemy, and ourselves, even ourselves, is our enemy.
撒旦这个世界甚至包括我们自己都是我们的敌人。
The good work which the Lord has started in us and he is going to continue it and finish it, but these three enemies are trying their level best and have teamed up together to defeat the wisdom of our Lord Jesus.
那神在我们里边起了这善功，然而我们刚才提到撒旦世界和我们自己，他们就好像团结在一起，要在我们里面来打倒神所起的那善功。
Imagine with me, there's a big chessboard.
请大家跟我想象，在我们前边有一个象棋盘。
How many of you have played chess game?
在座的有谁是玩象棋的？
Not that many, though.
并不是很多。
It's a game of mind.
那这是一个智慧的游戏。
It is not like soccer and like rough and tough people's game.
这并不像足球，是那些就是非常有体格的人来玩的游戏。
You have to put your mind to work.
你要好好的来思考策略。
You must have that foresightedness.
你要能够来预知别人要走的哪一步。
You must have 3, 4, 5 steps in your mind.If the enemy will play this way or that way, I have this kind of plans.
那每当你下一步的时候，你都要多想三四步，你的对手他下边要如何的应对。
And as I mentioned, on this big chess board, one side, these three enemies have teamed up together against our Lord Jesus, who is sitting on the other side of this chess board.
那就好像我刚才提到的，在这个象棋盘前，在另外一边是占了我们这个主的三个敌人，在这边主他自己在那里相对。
And they are plotting and planning against the Lord's plans and the purposes he has for each and every one of us.
那仇敌就在那里来谋划如何的来应对神在我们每一个身上的美好的善功。
They will try their level best to confuse us.And to mislead us and misguide us or distract us at least.
他们会尽所能的想要来拦阻我们或者是来搅扰我们。
And yet, Lord remains calm in his steadfast love towards us and his knowledge, his wisdom towards us.
然而神在他那永远不变的爱和他全能的智慧的里面却一直是那样的沉静，那样的冷静。
Don't know enemy Satan don't know that our Lord has chosen each and every one of us even before the foundations of this world.
仇敌魔鬼他们并不知道神在创世以先就拣选了你我每一位。
Enemy don't know that our Lord is a God of plans and purposes.
神也不知道我们的神有他自己的目的和他的安排。
They don't know that the Lord never does anything haphazardly.
神的仇敌并不知道神所做的事每一件事情并没有任何的迟疑。
Jim Elliot's widow, Elizabeth Elliot, how many of you know this name?
有没有弟兄姐妹听到过刚才弟兄提到那个名字？
The program on KHCB was for a long time the gateway to joy.Gateway to joy.
这个通往喜乐的门。
Yeah. And the theme song starts like this in the beginning of her program.
那她的这个节目开始之前的那个主题曲是这样。
You are loved with an everlasting love, and underneath are His everlasting arms.
那神以永远的慈爱来爱你，在下边他以慈爱的膀臂来托付你。
Let us remember this for our lifetime.There is no pit deep enough where his hands are not there to lift us up.
让我们能够来相信，无论我们人生落在怎样的低谷的里面，神总有一双手在那里来接着我们。
Such wisdom and such provision he has always for each and every one of us.
他向着你我每一位总有这样何等美好的供应。
And his provision will never fail.
他的供应永远都不会断绝。
One person, one believer can live out his or her entire life based on just one promise in the Bible.
那我们也许一生都可以只依靠圣经当中的一个应许而活。
And yet it is the Lord's desire that he may reveal himself, that we may know him fully.
然而神却盼望你我能够更多的、更丰满的来认识他。
And to accomplish this good work which he has started and to complete it,He has many different ways in our lives.
那为了要成就他所开始的善功，他在我们的生活里面有各种各样的方法。
He allows certain things in our lives with a sovereign purpose.
那他以他的智慧，他以他的主权，允许一些事情发生在我们的生活里面。
And when his sovereign purpose is fulfilled in his great mercy and love, he overrules that.
那当他的目的得以成就的时候，他以他的主权能够来改变这些事情。
And the song was coming in my mind, every joy or trial falleth from above, trust upon our dial by the Son of Love.
那刚才弟兄提到一首诗歌，就是我们无论经历的是每一个患难和挑战，都是从神上边有他的恩典和爱能够领到。
He won't allow anything beyond we can bear.
他不会把他不会给我们过于我们所能受的。
He knows our capacity.
他知道我们里面有怎样的度量。
He knows how much we can take.
他知道我们所能承受的界限在哪里。
He will make sure that the last straw should not break the camel's back.
他不会把那最后一根稻草放在我们的肩上。
And that last straw from the enemy is this. He will bring a doubt. My Lord, don't love me.
那这个刚才提到的最后一根稻草常常是从仇敌那里来的，它会让我们起疑，神真的爱我吗？
This is the lie coming from the pit of hell.
这是从那在地狱深坑当中的仇敌里来的。
Always we must remember Satan is a liar and father of all lies.
我们应当记住撒旦是所有谎言的父。
Never entertain his thoughts in our mind, knowing that our mind is the battlefield.
若我们知道我们的这个头脑，我们的心思是这个战场的话，请不要来那里去揣摩撒旦的思想。
I might have shared this before. When he injects one fiery dart in our mind with a question or a doubt or a wrong thought,
那我可能以前讲过，当撒旦把一个疑问、把一个问题像火一样放在你我的这个头脑里边的时候
，Right away we must react to that quickly. We must take care of it by rejecting that thought.
我们应当立刻来拒绝这样的一些想法。
If we won't reject that thought, or if we don't plead the precious blood of the Lord, covering that thought will be gone from a toehold to foothold.
那如果我们不能够来立刻的拒绝，或者是用主耶稣的宝血来包裹那样的一个想法的话，那这个火会很快就从我们的脚就一直往上烧到我们的膝盖。
And yet we are not.Careful, or if we are negligent about the enemy's activities in our mind, that toehold which has become now foothold will become stronghold.
那如果我们刚才提到的，我们不能够谨慎对待撒旦在我们心中的一些行为的话，那也许一开始只是有一个脚趾这么大的一个洞，可能就会变成脚，可能就会变成一个非常强的一个坑，一个缺陷。
And the strongholds are not easy to break.
那这些破口并不容易被打破。
We need lots of prayer, lots of fasting and prayer.
我们需要很多的祷告，甚至禁食祷告。
And so prayer is the weapon Lord has given unto us to cooperate in the Lord's great and grand work.
所以祷告是神给我们的一个武器，让我们能够与他来同工。
I would just mention also this, the good work which he has started in us individually,He has also started in our family, and he has also started in our fellowship.
那我们刚才提到的这个善功，神不仅在你我个人的里面兴起，在我们的家庭，在我们的聚会当中，神也同样的来兴起。
So this scripture we can apply for our individual life, our family life, and our fellowship life.
所以我们读到的这个圣经，可以在我们个人的生活，在我们家庭的生活，在我们聚会的生活当中都来应用。
And as a church at large, the good work which he has started, he's going to complete it.And the benediction tells that he is able to present us faultless. You know, he is able to keep us from falling and present us. That work, he is able to do it and present us as a virgin before the Lord or the bride before the Lord.
所以我们刚才讲到神也在教会当中来兴起的那善工，他实在是有能力能够来保守我们不致跌倒，也把我们当作那心腹童女能够来献给我们的主耶稣。
So on our side, on our behalf, we should always keep our eyes on the good part of the believer's life.
所以作为信徒，我们应当关注彼此的生活当中好的那一面。
I should be also working that way in my life. I should look at the good things Lord has already accomplished in my life.
所以在我自己里，我应该常常来关注，来思念神所成就的那善事。
We are prone to wonder. We are forgetful people, sinful people.
我们常常起疑，我们也是罪人。
And yet, so much goodness Lord has poured and deposited in our life.
然而神在我们的一生当中有何等多的恩典和美意。
And so when we fall short of his glory, and when we become an easy prey, and we become foolish, we must come back to our senses.
所以当我们愚拙的时候，当我们亏缺了神的荣耀的时候，我们应当回想过来。
Instead of blaming ourselves and bringing ourselves under guilt and condemnation and accusation from the enemy,
让我们不是在那里好像落在仇敌的定罪控告的里边。
We must confess those precious scripture portions, who we are and who we are not.
我们应当想到圣经当中所讲到的，我们是谁，我们不是什么。
More so, who he is unto us.
我们更多应该想到神向着我们是怎样的。
My one favorite scripture portion I always claim and proclaim to these principalities and powers and unseen wickedness in this dark realm.
那我最喜欢的一节圣经当中就讲到，在这个世界上那执政的掌权的。
He is the lover of my soul, and he is the lifter of my head.
他是那一位爱我灵魂的，他让我在深坑当中能抬起头来。
I am not the tail, but I am the head.
我并不是在那末尾的，我是在那头，与头同在的。
Me and the Holy Spirit, we are majority.
我和圣灵在一起，我们就是大多数。
Me and my wife, together with the Holy Spirit, we are majority.
我和我的妻子加上圣灵，我们就是那大多数。
And this is day and day out, we have to proclaim it, because this unseen realm is watching us.He's watching our words which are proceeding out of our mouth.
那每一天我们都要这样的来宣告，因为这个世界他们每一天都在来关注我们嘴里所说的一切的话。
Though I have failed many times, but I am convicted of this one thing. We should not allow our mouth to just speak whatever he wants to speak, the mouth wants to speak.
那虽然我曾多次失败，但我确定我们不应当任由我们的口舌在这里乱讲。
But out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth must speak forth.
而是从我们的心里所涌流出来的，让我们口里也能够陈述。
We must find ourselves always the great unction and anointing of the Lord Jesus.
我们应当常常看到神以他的膏油来膏抹我们。
And so, knowing our Lord is many, many steps ahead of all the plans and plots and trickeries and craftiness of the enemy, we must hold our peace.
所以若我们真的是知道神越过我们的仇敌好几步，早已经胜过了他的一切的这些诡计，我们心中应该有这样完全的平安。
Let us read some of the scripture to back up what Lord is speaking to us.
那让我们再来读几处的圣经，这些能够成为神向我们所说话的这个供应。
Turn with me to Book of Jeremiah.
请大家来看耶利米书。
Jeremiah chapter 29, and we'll read verse 11.
我们要来看耶利米书29章11节。
Book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 tells, I know the plans I have for you, said the Lord.
耶利米书29章11节那里说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Plans of peace and not evil.
是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
The plans can be replaced with the thoughts. I know the thoughts I have for you.
那这里的意念有的版本翻译成的是计划。
The thoughts which are originated in the Lord's mind, which are to bless us.
神所起的意念是要来赐平安的意念。
And as we were singing the hymn, we must consider our Lord Jesus as a potter.
我们刚才唱诗歌的时候，我们应当想到我们的主他是那匠人。
He has started the work, he has continued, and in his toolbox, how many of you are aware of toolbox?
我们的神已经开始了这善工。
Raise your hands, toolbox.
大家有没有有一个工具箱？
Yeah, means according to their profession, they have tools in their toolbox.
那照着个人的职业的不同，他们在工具箱里就会有不同的工具。
I don't know why, but Brother Bruce comes in my mind just very second, very moment.
那刚才我就突然想到了 Bruce 弟兄。
As a wonderful jeweler, his toolbox has different tools, small tools, tools, and to do very precise carving and welding, or what is the word? To welder, or to, what is the other word? Welding work. And so his toolbox has different tools than the plumber or electrician.
那刚才我们那位弟兄他是一个珠宝匠，所以他的那个工具箱里边的那些工具是非常的不同，比起一个这个水管工或者是一个电器工。
But our Lord Jesus also has a toolbox.
我们的主耶稣他也有一个工具箱。
Our eyes should be steadfast on that toolbox.
我们的眼目应该定睛在那个工具箱上。
Not be afraid of those tools.
不要畏惧那些工具。
But trusting in those tools, especially when it is in the hands of our Lord Jesus, who is all wise God.
我们应该相信那些工具，特别是看到是神的手来拿住那些工具。
One tool comes in my mind is hammer.
那我想到了一个工具，就是这个锤子。
As I was a new believer, I had one hammer of truth in my hands.
那当我是一个初信徒的时候，我手里好像就拿着这个真理的锤子。
And I used to go in many believers' circles, and with the hammer of truth, I will bang the believers and hurt them and injure them.
那当时呢，我就拿着这个真理的锤子到各个弟兄姐妹中间，就拿着真理的锤就来伤害他们。
I was crazy like Saul of Tarsus.
我就好像那个大树的扫罗一样，就好像人整个人都癫狂了。
And Lord had to tame me. Lord had to stop me.
那神就要来驯服我，让我来停止那样的工作。
So Lord says, yes, you have this tool in your hand, hammer of truth.
神就
but you are out of balance.
神跟我说，是的，你手里有这个真理的锤，但你却失去了平衡。
You have a lot of truth, but where is the grace?
你有很多的真理，但恩典在哪里呢？
Don't you know, Lord said, I am full of grace and truth.
主说：“你不知道我是满有真理、满有恩典吗
？”And that day, Lord did a big surgery and brought good balance between grace and truth in my life.
那一天，神就好像在我里面动了一个大的手术，让恩典和真理得以平衡。
But Lord has this hammer in His hand, and He uses and He works in our life.
所以神的手里有这样一个锤，能够在我们的生活里面来工作。
Hammering work, none of us like.
被锤打的这个过程，没有一个人喜欢。
Then in his toolbox he has saw.
那在他的这个工具箱里还有锯子。
Cutting the wood, but also cutting the metal.
能够来锯断木，也能够锯断金属。
He will use this saw and do his work or continue his work in us.
他也会用锯子在我们的里面来继续他的工作。
It's a painful work.
这实在是一个痛苦的过程。
Then he has chisel.
他还有这个锥子。凿子。
Yes. And so chisel work nobody likes. It chisels away those rough edges.And those rough corners.
没有人喜欢这个被凿，因为这个凿能够就是凿掉那些边边角角。
When Solomon started building the temple,
当所罗门开始建圣殿的时候
，he was mindful of one thing that there should not be heard any noise at the building site.
那他就特别在意一件事情，就是建殿的时候一点声音都不能有。
And so he ordered the stone cutters. prepare the huge stones in the valley, precisely prepare it, and then bring it to the building site of the temple.
所以他就让这些石匠把石头在这个山谷里边凿好，然后再拉到圣殿山上。
And they wanted to make sure that those stones are fitly framed together.
所以他们要确定每一个石头都能够按照尺寸量得好。
The same way when we are away from this kind of gathering at our workplace, in the business, or in our colleges and schools.
同样当我们离开了聚会我们或者做生意或者上班或者上学
He does this chiseling work using the hammer and the chisel and cut off or chisel off all those rough edges that when we come in the house of God we may not scratch other believers
所以神就借着我们的环境用这个锤子凿子把我们的边边角角都抹得干净好像我们聚在一起的时候不会彼此相磨
He uses the scissors
他也用剪刀。
John 15 talks about it.
约翰福音十五章那里讲到这个。
I am the true wine and my father is the husbandman.
我是真
the gardener.
我是真葡萄树我父是栽培的人。
And then every branch that beareth fruit, he prunes it.
凡是我不结果子的他就剪去。
But also if The Lord will see some branches roughly growing on one direction.
那如果神看到有一些枝子它好像长歪了
And which is not the Lord's plan, to let anything grow in our life, haphazardly.
那神不是让我们在这个乱长
He will come and use the scissors and cut it off.
他就会用这个剪刀把那个乱长的枝子剪掉
Someone has a dream to As I'm talking to Indian group in India, where I used to tell that somebody has a dream to go to America, but thank the Lord, we all are in America.
那我在印度的时候常常跟弟兄讲，就是如果有人做了一个梦想要去到美国。
And in India, the Lord will speak to one young man, says, "No, that is not my plan for you. You stay in India," and he or she will be so deeply troubled.
那个如果神在那个情况下对那个弟兄姐妹说不你不要去美国你要留在印度那对那个弟兄姐妹来说他的心中就会非常的担忧
Now we can include ourselves Someone wants to marry such a girl or such a boy
那下面说的这个我们就能用就是如果你想要说我想跟这个人或那个人结婚
And he's building his dreams upon those ideas
那如果我们在这个想法上往上来搭楼的话
And the Lord will come with the scissors and cut it off. No, this is not my will that you should marry this person.
那神就会拿着这个剪刀把你这个想法剪掉说你不应该嫁给这个人
And we'll be greatly troubled.
那我们的心里就会非常的担忧
Let us look at some scriptures.
让我们再来读几处的圣经
Turn with me to, first of all, once again, to Jeremiah chapter 18 and we'll read verse 2 and 3.
我们先要来看耶利米书十八章二到三节。
And there we read that go to the potter's house, and there I will give you the message. Would you please, brother?
下到窑匠的家里去，我在那里要使你听我的话。
We have to learn, or we can learn a lot as we see how the potter.Works upon the lump of clay.
那如果我们看到窑匠是如何在那个泥上来工作的话，我们能学到很多。
Another scripture portion we already sang in that hymn, which is found in Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 8.
还有一处是我们刚才唱过的，是在以赛亚书64章第8节那里。
There we read, "Yet you, our Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter."We are all the work of your hand.
耶和华啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
So he works as a potter in our life. He continues working in our life, as a different, craftsman.
所以他如窑匠一般在我们的生活的里面来工作，把我们做成不同的作品。
So first of all, the potter will prepare a lump of clay.
那首先的话，这个窑匠他要预备一团泥。
Will take off all the impurity from it.
他把这个泥当中那些不洁净的都拿掉。
And either throw or put this lump of clay in the center of the spinning wheel.
那他就后，然后把这团泥就放在那个旋转的那个轮子上。
And nowadays we have electric wheel. No need of spinning it.
那今天这个轮子都是靠电驱动的，你不需要自己再去转它。
Electricity will spin it, and it is a great convenience.
那这个电就会驱动轮子，是非常的方便。
And then he will dip his hands in the waters and start shaping that lump of clay by pressuring it from outside.
那他就会手上沾了水，然后呢去这个用力的按这个泥，在不同的部位把它来按下去。
And just imagine ourselves as that lump of clay. We don't like pressures from whether from outside or from within.
那现在我们把自己想象成那一团泥，我们并不喜欢从内部从外部来的任何的压力。
But this is how Lord starts the work.
但神却是这样来开始他的工作。
And then finally, He will make us a vessel.
那最后他就会把我们做成一个器皿。
He will let us go through the fire.
然后让我们经过火窑。
And make sure that we are in a good shape to be used in the hands of the master.
好叫我们确保能够在主人的手里为何用。
Another way the Lord works in our life is as a refiner.
那另外一个神在我们生命当中来工作的方法就好如他一个炼金匠。
Book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 2.
那请大家再来跟我们一起看马拉基书第三章第二节。
He works as a goldsmith.
他就好像那个炼金匠一样。
We are precious in the sight of the Lord.
我们在神的眼里看为宝贵。
We are like gold in the sight of our Lord.
在神的眼中，我们就好像那个金子一样。
And our Lord wants to see His own image in us.
神也愿他的形象能够在你我的当中显现。
And so He will refine us.
所以他就要来炼净我们。
He will intensify the fire. He will intensify the heat.
他会把火烧得更旺。
And He will make sure, but He will make sure that we may not get evaporated as a gold.
但他也会确保作为金子我们并不会完全就挥发。
He will not increase the heat in a measure that the fire may harm us.
他会确保这个火不会真正的伤害我们。
His sole purpose after letting us go through this process is to refine us.
因为让我们经过火窑的目的是为了洁净。
And so he's determined, he's steadfast in this work.
所以在这个工作上他是立定了心意要成就的。
Let us turn to one more scripture portion, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
那我们再来看一处是彼得前书第 1 Peter
yeah, chapter 2 verse 5.
第二章第五节。
And there we see that our Lord works in our lives considering us as living stones.
在那里神把我们看作活石
living stones which has the life
活石在它的里边是有生命的
we are not robots
我们并不是机器人
we are living beings
我们是活的
the Lord breathed upon us
神吐气在我们身上
His spirit
他的灵
and has quickened us
让我们活过来
and nowWe have a free will to choose to think or to do this or that.
现在我们有自由的意志，可以来思想，来选择做这做那。
We are living entity.
我们是活的人。
Lord, don't want to dictate us.
神不要在凡事上都指教我们。
Our Lord is not a hard taskmaster.
神不是那个非常严苛的一个主人。
He is a loving Lord.
他是满有恩典和慈爱的。
He wants to have that love relationship with Him.
他愿我们与他有那个爱的关系。
He don't want at any point our life may become mechanical.
他并不是想要让我们的这个生活变成非常的机械化。
He's making sure of this one thing that at any point of our life, Christian life, we may have dramatic relationship with Him.
他盼望我们在基督徒生活的每一刻都能够与他有那样一个美好的关系。
But every step of our Christian life we may have that love relationship with the Lord.
就是让我们在基督徒所走的每一步都能够与神有爱的联系。
And so all these high and lofty purposes He has for us, He wants to make us a living stone.
所以不管我们讲到的是多么高大的这些目的，神都愿我们能够成为那样一个活石。
That in His great and grand building work, as He is building His church, we may be those who may come close to each other as a living stone to become a living sanctuary of Lord where His glory may dwell.
所以当神要来建造那个圣殿的时候，我们能够成为那个活石，彼此放在一起，被搭造成为灵宫。
He uses the family. Quickly, I'm just going to next point.
那我们下面再很快地讲到下一点，他要用家庭。
A family is a part of His work. He uses family to work in us, His good pleasure.
那家庭生活也是主所能用的工具，他为着他美好的心意，借着家庭的生活来制作我们。
Please don't start thinking about what has happened or what is happening in some families.
请大家不要想着此刻在你家中的一些难处。
Yeah, Lord uses Satan as His convenient agent.
甚至神能够使用为他可用的器皿。
And Satan don't know this.
撒旦都不知道这个。
Joseph ended up telling to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but the Lord meant it for my good."
约瑟对他的弟兄说：“你们起意虽是坏的，但神他的意念是好的。
”Never blame anyone. Never look down at any family when we see some things happening, because everything is.Foreordained in His sovereign wisdom by our Lord Jesus.
也不要遇到一些问题就彼此抱怨，也不要小看在环境当中的一些家庭，因为凡事都是经过神所允许而发生的。
The example I'm giving before you is Jacob's family.
那刚才我们提到雅各他们的这个例子。
Whatever you can imagine, I mean bad.Was there in that family?
那你所能想到的一切不好的事情，好像都发生在雅各他们家里面。
And yet, Lord had a purpose in absolutely everything.
然而，神却在每一件事情上都有他自己的心意。
And in closing, there are many, many ways the Lord is working in us, but we should not become frustrated or downcast at any point.
那结束的时候我们要再来说到神在我们的人生当中有不同的工作，我们不应为此而感到沮丧。
Psalmist is telling, Why are you downcast, O my soul? Hope thou in the Lord.
诗人也告诉我们说，我的魂啊，你为何忧闷，要牢牢抓住主。
Yeah, we must have the hope and the hope of glory in us always.
我们应当在心里常常有那荣耀的盼望。
And the lastBut not the least, the most important matter I'm going to mention, which is found in Matthew chapter 11.
那在末了的时候，我们还要提到非常重要的一点，是在马太福音第十一章。
Turn with me to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11, and we'll read verse 6 altogether, please.
请大家与我一同翻到马太福音第十一章第六节，我们要来一起读。
Take your time, and let us turn.To Matthew chapter 11, verse 6.
马太福音第十一章第六节。
Matthew 11, verse 6. And, let us read together, and blessed is he who is not offended in me. How many of you are familiar with this scripture portion? Would you please raise hands?
在座的有没有特别熟悉这一节圣经的，请大家举手。
My eyes are keen to see how many.
我想要知道大家有多少熟悉这一节。
Enemies in this business to keep the most important parts in the scriptures as a top secret from us.
像仇敌常常要把圣经当中最重要的那些话，总是把它
Let us read it again together.
让我们一同再来读。
Blessed is he who is not offended in me. We must by heart remember this verse.
我们应当在心里牢记这句话。
The scenario or the story behind it is like this.
那这个句话背后的故事是这样。
John the Baptist, who was the forerunner of Lord Jesus and his ministry,
那当时这个施洗的约翰是在主的面前为他预备道路的。
When he saw the Lord Jesus coming towards him, he pointed his finger and said and declared, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
那当时约翰看到主到他的面前，他就把手指向耶稣说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And to humble himself before the Lord, he says, I am not even able to untie the shoelace of the one who is coming.
那为了显出自己的谦卑，施洗的约翰说，我甚至与那要来的为他提鞋都不配。
And yet, when he was in the prison,
然而当他被关在监牢里的时候，
when he was going through this kind of rough time and hardship and rejection,
当他经过这一段艰难被拒绝的时候，
even such a person who was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus' ministry started doubting. This was the work of the enemy. In his mind came doubts and fears.
那这样一位为主来预备道路的，甚至仇敌都把这样一个疑惑放在他的心里。
He becomes so much confused.
他是如此的疑惑。
And he ended up sending his disciples from the prison. He sent them to the Lord Jesus.
那他就在监牢里把他的门徒派到主耶稣那里来问主。
And with one question and one alone.
他们就问主一个问题。
He never questioned about the Lord Jesus any time in his life.
在施洗约翰的一生当中，他没有其他的时候问过主，疑问过。
But this time, as he was greatly troubled with a question, he sends his disciple asking the Lord Jesus, "Are you the one, or we should wait for another?"
然而这一次因实在是在极大的软弱当中，他就派他的门徒去问主说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
And the answer from the Lord is so precious.
主向他的回答是何等的宝贵。
Tell John, blind people are receiving eyes or sight.
主就对他说，你们去把所看见所听见的告诉约翰，就是瞎子看见，
Lames are walking.
瘸子行走，
Dead are being raised,
死人复活。
And then he tells this, and blessed is he who is not offended in me.
然后最后他说到说，凡不因我跌倒的就有福了。
There will come many, many stumbling blocks in our life or scenarios and times, tribulations in our life where we will become troubled.
在我们的一生当中会绕到种种的艰难，好像绊脚石一样，让我们心里犯难。
But we should never doubt the ways of the Lord.
但我们总不应当疑虑神的路。
We always treasure the dealings of the Lord.
我们应当宝贵神在我们里面来对付我们。
We should never be offended in the Lord.
我们也不当为主而跌倒。
And as this thing Lord has laid upon my heart, Lord raised it to next level.Never be offended. We should never be found offended in our spouses.
那神也把这个意念在我心中往上再提一点，我们也不应当因为我们的配偶而被跌倒。
Knowing for sure that the Lord lives in their lives also.
因为我们深信神也在他们的人生的里边来工作。
This is such a challenge for all of us to don't be offended in our husbands and our wives.
我想这对我们来说是一个极大的挑战，就是不要为我们的丈夫和妻子而跌倒。
And that is why the Bible is not complete, because the writer of this book, the Holy Spirit, has so much to tell us and reveal unto us.
这就是为什么圣经是没有完全的，因为这个作者圣灵也在我们的里面继续的来向我们说话。
Lord is desiring from each and every one of us that we may never be offended in the Lord and never be offended in others.
神是何等盼我们不因他跌倒，也不要因为彼此而跌倒。
Knowing he's at work in each and every one of us.
因为深信他在我们每一个人里面都在工作。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our dear Lord, we thank you so much for your infinite wisdom.
主，我们感谢你，因为你的智慧难以测量。
In your foreknowledge, you have predestined us.
在你全智的里边，你拣选了我们。
You have called us, and we are your people. We are your peculiar treasure.
你呼召了我们，我们是属乎你的，我们是你看为的至宝。
You are in saving business, and the grace with which you have saved us.
你以恩典来拯救我们。
The same grace is for us today, sustaining grace.
这同样的恩典每一日来供应我们。
And both sustaining and saving grace is for us now, enabling grace.
这供应的恩典，这拯救的恩典，今天也让我们里面得着能力。
Dear Lord, enable us to remember that you are at work in us.
主啊，求你让我们能够来知道你在我们里面有这样的善工。
And the good work which you have started.You are going to complete it.
你所开始的善工也必要成就。
Help us to cooperate with you, Lord.
主，求你帮助我们学会与你同工。
Let your grace work in us.
让你能够在你成就你在我们里面
的工作。For we know that you are, our God is able to abound all grace towards us, that we may have all sufficiency in everything, in every circumstance and situation.To glorify you.
让我们能够来知道在我们所经历的每一个环境每一个挑战的里面主你都有那丰富的恩典和供应让我们能够把荣耀来献给你。
So be thou glorified and magnified in our midst.
好叫你在我们的当中能够得着荣耀。
With thankful heart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
我们如此祷告是怀着一颗感恩的心把借着主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.